You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Let's go to the phone lines right now and be joined by our next guest. He is our Royals insider, Josh Verner. And the Royals, they're one of the hottest teams in baseball. Vern, how you doing today, my man?
I'm very well. How you doing?
Doing great, man. Vern, what has gotten into this Royals team? What has changed with this Royals team? I mean, I feel like the first 100 games or so, you and I talked about how disappointing this offense was. They were near the bottom of Major League Baseball. I mean, since the All-Star break, they're averaging more than 5 runs a game. They are certainly more well-rounded and complete offensively. What's changed?
Well, the roster's changed, right? Mike Yastrzemski, Adam Frazier, Randall Grichuk, bringing you, and on a nightly basis, 8 to 12 quality at-bats, which brings Bobby and Vinny and Salvi and Michael to the dish. You're not seeing any drop-off with Michael. Bobby Witt Jr. is hitting .315 here in the month of August. Vinny Pasquantino continues to deliver in big spots like he has really since the calendar flipped to July. What you're seeing is an offense that is allowing this team to have a margin of error. You know, you and I talked throughout the first 3.5 months of this season about how the weight of the world was on this rotation. And every time the defense would make a rare miscue or the base running would have a blunder on the base paths, that would ultimately cost you. Because the offense was going to be lucky to scratch across 3, maybe 4 runs. Your starting pitcher and bullpen were going to give you a chance to win, but when you would make that defensive miscue, when you wouldn't push that one run across when you had a man in scoring position with less than 2 outs, it would always come back to bite you. Now, with this lineup looking more like a professional big league offense, it's allowed some grace to this rotation, defense, and hitters. It's taken some of the burden off of this team. And I also have to mention, and I hate that this is true, but I'm glad that the organization recognized it. This team lacked leadership inside the clubhouse, or at least a calming force coming from someone with some dirt in their spikes, right? Every time there was a new face showing up in April, May, June, and July, it's Nick Lofton or John Rave or Jack Caglione or Drew Waters, guys that don't have a voice because they haven't done anything in the game. They certainly can't walk in and be like, guys, we're good. Trust me, we're going to turn this thing around. No one's checking to hear the motivational speech from a rookie. Adam Frazier, Mike Yastrzemski, Randall Grichuk walk in and tell the guys, hey, you're good. Adam Frazier tells Kyle Isbell, hey, bro, stop trying to hit home runs. you're going to digest that a little easier than you would coming from someone that has, again, no dirt in their spikes in the big league. So leadership and a quality offense, to me, that's the big difference.
Yeah, this is what I kind of quantify it as. I understand that this offense is not going to be carried by 5 through 9, but their 5 through 9 felt like it was such a void for a major part of the season. Like, they have had to carry what at times just feels like dead weight at the bottom half of the lineup, that now, to me, just kind of elevating that ceiling into what you just alluded to, having more leadership, having more professional at-bats, I think it's just taking the pressure off the lineup from top to bottom. I also think moving India down in the lineup has been a big positive for this team. They are just a more well-rounded and complete offense now than they were 30, 45 days ago.
Yeah, we'll see if they can keep it up. In no way am I saying that the offense is now good. They're beating up on bad teams. And again, you mentioned it, since the All-Star break, they're averaging more than 5 runs a game, no doubt. But they're not a world-beating offense. You know, let's see what they do against Detroit. Let's see what they do in the next stretch of 13 straight that happens after those 2 meetings with the Detroit Tigers. You know, Salvador Perez is being asked to carry a heavy load. He's not in the lineup again tonight as he remains sick. But Salvi, since they traded Freddie Fermin, is hitting about .165. Occasional power, but he's still hitting below the league average. When he returns, they need classic Salvador Perez. And now that he's getting this rest, even though he's sick, and I'm sure it's not all that enjoyable of rest, I would imagine Salvi's going to get big for the first few games. But, you know, this organization is asking Salvi to do what he did a decade ago. We celebrated it and marveled at it in 2014 and 2015. If he's able to do it a decade later at the age of 35 in this Kansas City Heat, I'll be floored. But right now, Adam Frazier's doing an outstanding job. Let's hope he can keep it up. Let's hope that Salvi returns with some gusto, because I'm not going to sit here and say all is well with the offense. No, they're having a nice run, but there's still a long way to go.
In regards to Salvi, is this just a normal sickness thing? This isn't anything to worry about? I mean, they haven't told us exactly what it is. Could be food poisoning, could be anything. He's missed a couple of days. This isn't something that we think puts him out for an extended amount of time, is it?
No, they did bring up, or they have Luca Tresh, one of their AAA catchers, in the building as insurance, as a taxi squad guy in case you know, things do take a bad turn, but Q told us just a little while ago that the fever for Salvi has broken. So it appears as if he's on the other side of it. He will be, quote-unquote, available off of the bench tonight. Hopefully in the lineup tomorrow to catch the rookie Noah Cameron.
Right now, we're talking to Josh Vernier, our Royals insider. Let's talk about the starter today, Seth Lugo, on the mound for the Royals. It does kind of feel, you know how like they always joke whenever the new iPhone comes out, the old iPhone, now the battery doesn't work, it just takes forever to charge. It does feel like the moment that he signed that contract, that something's gone wrong with Seth Lugo. What's going on?
Well, he had a couple of good starts after the contract, but since the All-Star break, no, the ERA is north of 7. His ERA going into the All-Star break was in the 2s. He's given up yet 25 earned runs in the last 30 innings. The strikeouts are not there. The walks are up. The homers are up. The excuses are there for the taking, right? Because Seth Lugo's already been on the IL with a finger injury, a ligament issue in his throwing hand. And he said that this is something that's not going to subside until I get some extended rest. So this is something I'm going to have to deal with all the way until the offseason. He says it's not an issue. Coaching staff, training staff, they say it's not an issue. Okay. Lugo threw 200 innings last season. There's an excuse, man. This dude's wiped out, right? He's coming up, 36? 200 innings last year. He's taken the ball basically every fifth day this season outside of that quick stint on the IL. So maybe he's just getting tired. No, he says, I feel great. I'm just not getting the job done. I'm not executing. My command, my control at times has been shaky. You know, even off the record, low key, hey, come on, he's dealing with something. Come on. No one's giving Seth Lugo that excuse. So bottom line, he just needs to perform better. He just needs to pick it up and help the team out. Because now, as we mentioned, the offense is no longer asking him to be perfect. All we want from Seth Lugo is 5-6 innings to give the team a chance to win. He's been unable to deliver that quite a bit since the All-Star break, and the pressure's on him to deliver tonight because you look at the betting sites, this thing is basically a coin flip as the Royals are facing a good right-hander in his own right in Merrill Kelly. And then tomorrow you face All-Star Jacob deGrom, and you have Michael Lorenzen going in the finale against Patrick Corbin. So big win last night, big spot tonight for Seth Lugo.
Yeah, a really important spot. I mean, the numbers suggest it's going to be very difficult for the Royals to do this, so I don't want to paint it like the Royals are the favorite. If you look at Fangraphs, they have a 17.7% chance of making the postseason. Baseball Reference has them at 23.7, so about a 1 in 5, 1 in 4 chance of making the postseason. Today just kind of feels like one of those games. If you can win today and get Lugo back on track, and you basically just got to go 1-1 in your next two games, and one of those games is Noah Cameron. Like, at this point, you don't have to be sweeping teams, but you got to be winning series. And when you got a 4-game set against a team like Texas that feels like they're scuffling a little bit, you got to take advantage of this thing. But ultimately, this is going to come down to what you said earlier, Vern. At some point, the Royals got to show you that they can be good and competitive against a good team. They are 22-37 against teams that are 500 or better. If this team can't figure that out, then they're not going to the postseason.
Yeah, and we'll certainly get our fill of that. Not only, 6 games in 10 days against the Detroit Tigers, but if you look at their schedule coming up in early September, there's a 9-10-day stretch where they could almost clinch a playoff spot or be completely eliminated. 4 in Cleveland, and that'll decide the tiebreaker between those two teams, which could be big. 3 in Philadelphia against a team that is at least going to be in the wild card hunt, if not taking care of a division title in the Phillies. And then the Seattle Mariners here at Kauffman Stadium, another set that's going to decide a season series, right? That tiebreaker with Seattle was big last year, could be big again this year. So 4 in Cleveland, 3 in Philadelphia, 3 at home against the Mariners, and then 3 at home against the division-leading Toronto Blue Jays. So that's 13 straight against teams that already have reservations for October. Boy, that looms large, and it's less than a month away.
I just want the Royals in September to be playing a series that really matters. Like, Royals to be at a position where you and I both know how this thing works. I mean, once the Chiefs start playing for 20 hours a week, I'm trying to think of new ways to talk about right. The Chiefs. I would love for the Royals to carve out some room for themselves that on a Tuesday, the number one story is the Royals because they have an important series at Kauffman Stadium. Like, they just haven't had many of those opportunities in my lifetime. So maybe this team doesn't end up making the postseason. But if this team can be 3 games back with a very important series at Kauffman Stadium, that's what I'm looking forward to.
I'm with you. And I want to get your thoughts on Michael Garcia real quick, C-Dot. I want to know how much you think he's crossed over into whatever.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Bobby and Vinny, obviously Salvi. Is Michael there yet? Because you start diving into the numbers, and this guy's having one of the 15 best seasons in all of Major League Baseball. For a guy that can play the shortstop position, to hit 300, be on pace for 40 doubles, a career high in home runs. He's playing gold glove defense over there at third base. You look at wins above replacement, and what he and Bobby Witt Jr. are doing hasn't been done in Kansas City in 45 years, not since George and Willie back in 1980. These are two of the 15 best players on the planet this season, playing on the left side of the infield. I'm curious, do you think that Michael's crossed over into the average baseball fan in Kansas City knows about how special this young man is?
I don't think that the average fan knows about it. I mean, I think that a lot of people obviously acknowledge the turnaround, but I just think that some of the love, like, the Royals have a clear number one, and I think that the public has kind of decided that Vinny is their number two. Like, I think the public really likes Vinny. People will go buy his jersey. I don't know if Mikel Garcia is at the point where, you know, start of next year, opening day, if you are deciding to get a brand new Royals jersey, I don't know if you're getting a Garcia jersey. I think you go get a Witt jersey. You go get a Vinny Pasquantino jersey, and I think there's going to be a lot of hope and optimism around Jack Caglione being that next guy as well.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned Cags, because I see more Caglione jerseys than I do Michael. And yet, in the history of this franchise, I mentioned playing on the infield, on pace to hit 300, 25 stolen bases, and 60 extra base hits. That's only been done by one infielder in Royals franchise history, and that was Bobby Witt Jr. last year. If you want to expand it out, include outfielders. Carlos Beltran did it once. Whit Merrifield did it once, and that's it. Again, Michael, 25. I don't know how interested he would be in sitting down at the negotiations with John Sherman or J.J. Piccolo, but if he's willing to leave some money on the table for some long-term security, man, I'd be all about taking care of that dude.
Vern, let me ask you this question. Let's say you and your wife, you get a night off with the Royals, and she says, you know what, it's my birthday, I want to go have a nice dinner. So you and her go to a nice steakhouse, kind of like the Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce steakhouse. You got to get an appetizer when you go to this place. What's your appetizer go-to choice? I said a crab cake earlier today. Rob said a shrimp cocktail. I can't really do cold shrimp. It's just not really my thing. I much rather have the hot pull and peel shrimp or something different. Whenever you're at one of these nice steakhouses and you're getting the appetizer, not a side, you're getting the appetizer, what's your go-to app?
I think it's calamari. Crab cakes might be my choice. Her choice might be the shrimp cocktail, and I think we come together and agree on calamari.
That is our Royals insider, Josh Vernier, joining us on the show, a man with great taste. Thank you, Vern. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That is Josh Vernier joining us on the show today. It's one vote for a calamari there. It's a good vote.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.